Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, little ones. Wake up. Or continue to be awake.
It's a great day.
Yeah, it's great.
Come on.
No, it's better than Monday. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm stoked today.
I always like, I front load the week. I try to get everything done early on a Monday. Why are you stoked? Because you got new glasses?
New glasses, but also finished best of. Picking up my passport today.
Mm.
Headed to Mexico on Friday.
Oh.
Why?
Why what?
Why are you going to Mexico?
My friends, the Gabers, have a house there, and they are flying me down. It was a birthday present to go down to Mexico and hang out for a few days.
That's a good birthday present.
Yeah, they're good friends.
Apparently so.
They're doing all right.
Oh, good. That's good. Well, I mean, they have a place in Mexico.
Yeah.
They're flying you down there.
So
sounds like they are.
Where's it at?
On their private jet?
Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
Oh,
nice. Last time I was there, I got in a little trouble.
Yeah, that was where we ran into it there.
Oh, that's the last time you went?
It was the last time I went. Was with the show, and yes, got arrested on the way in, and more fun.
And Greg Nemitz had to bail him out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
He made me pay him back, too.
Well, yeah.
You mean with money, or?
Yeah.
Oh.
What did it cost him?
I think it was like $400.
Oh, boy.
He should have bargained better, but you know what I can do.
Oh, you can bargain down your bail?
I don't think I'm worth $400 now. I think you could have bargained me down for $200 at least.
Well, he could have very well said,
"You
know what?
Bad.
You're a grown up. You did this to yourself. Yeah. Have a good one."
Yeah.
You know what he could have?
Thank you, Greg Nemitz, for everything over the years. I know for my part, it was great to, you know, have my producer not be in jail while we were down there trying to do a...
Airport jail.
Yeah. Oh, right. They just held you.
Held me in a room.
Mm.
All for just having a good time on my way into customs.
Mm. What was it again?
We were racing. We had a bet. The last one to get through customs had to buy beer for the van ride to where we were going. And
I swear to God, I feel like I wasn't part of any of these interactions.
And I won, and I threw my hands up and started dancing and everything, and they pulled me over and told me I was being disrespectful and
no celebrating your touchdowns.
No, they didn't like that. And I think I said something like,
"Don't repeat
yeah.
it."
I don't know.
Whatever
I didn't
it was,
say anything.
I don't want to know.
I think I was laughing because I just didn't believe it because I was like, really? You're not real? Nah, come on.
You would think that there would be plenty of people who are super happy in line at customs going into Mexico. Like, hey.
What will you do in Puerto Vallarta?
Well, I've already got a plan to take a historic tour and see the old mission church in the old town.
Mm.
I've got some beach time, lots of beach time lined up. I might take a journey out and you know, see some of the area around there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Real fun stuff. Real boring.
Is it a resort or they have an apartment?
They have a condo. They have a like a 3-bedroom condo.
Oh, nice.
Like freestanding, like,
yeah.
Or like
oh, yeah.
In its own place.
In
it's
its
not
own
a
place.
Resort. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No huh. Resort.
So do you have to rent a car?
No. I think everything's pretty walkable in PV. So, and if not, they have Ubers.
Uber's everywhere now.
Yeah.
Uber is a, it is very convenient.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
But it's a great day.
Yeah.
Be excited.
Sure. Tuesday. Woo!
It's the best.
I agree. Hey, just to give you the full review now.
Uh-oh.
Mission Impossible, the last one,
yeah.
Is excellent.
Oh, good.
And, you know, you told us about the...
The biplane. He was almost breaking his back.
Is the last... It's the end.
Oh, it is.
I hadn't even seen it when I stopped the other night, two nights ago.
But is it jaw-dropping?
It is.
Mm.
I know, like, you're kind of smiling and thinking, you know, Tom Cruise is such a weirdo. And he is.
Mm.
It is jaw-dropping.
How does his face look? Is he noticeably jacked? Or?
Well, he looks fine, except that there's a couple montages where they're talking to him about his... And I believe it's the moment where the president is thanking him for what he's done, and there's one more thing we need from you.
Oh.
you know.
Always. There's always one more thing.
Right. But as they're doing this montage of the things that he's done, as she's kind of speechifying, his face is half the width. I mean, we all, that happens to all of us. As you age, you just gain face. I don't know why. Not
it
even,
is a thing.
Even yeah. if you're not gaining a lot of weight, your face still widens out, and that little pinhead thing you had when you were young goes away. He still had it 20 years ago, the pinhead thing, and now he does not. And I don't know. He didn't. Is it fillers? Is that what you think he's done?
I think he's done a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yep. A lot of little nips and tucks, a lot of little, probably injections.
He definitely doesn't look like the guy that, you know, the scene, it's.
So they're showing a montage of the past Mission Impossible.
While she's talking about it, they're showing the reviews in movie form. And one of the famous scenes is the one where he drops down and doesn't touch
yes.
the floor.
Oh, so good.
And he's
right.
hanging by a rope. And
all
he's
the lasers
got a,
are around
yes.
him.
Yes. So yeah. that's...
That is the one. That's like, you think of Mission Impossible, you're like, all oh, that.
Well,
that
you,
was incredible.
You remember that scene, and then you know that they, in like award shows, they duplicate or tried to duplicate yeah. it with bits. And all. I mean, it was just, it was the scene of the year, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as they're re-showing that, his face is very young by comparison.
When did he start making those movies, in the 90s?
It's been a long time. Yeah. Like, this is the eighth one, I think.
Uh-huh.
Question.
Right.
Yeah. If I haven't watched the couple leading up to it, will I be lost?
I think you do have to watch the first part of this one. It's a two-parter.
Oh.
I think that you would be mistaken. This is just me. Okay. I want to make sure that I preface this by saying I'm a sucker for this stuff. I love the stunts. I love the action. I love that he does this crap, and you're watching the, I'm watching the biplane thing going, this biplane is going upside down. And while he's upside down, he's shifting from one wing to the middle of the two wings to the other wing and then back again while the plane is making the loop. It's and it's him. Mm-hmm. You're watching and you know that he did it. And it's not a short stunt. It goes. It's
they really went for it. Well, he probably did it 15 times
that's
too.
What
that's
what I'm saying. Like, it is crazy, but it's great. And I loved it. So I would say if you haven't seen them, to me, it's worth watching the other movies first. It'll tie it all together and you'll understand. Like, I'll give you an example. And I hope this isn't considered a spoiler. The scene I just mentioned, where he drops down onto the ground or almost to the ground. There's a guy in that scene, a worker, that he's waiting for, that picks up his stuff and walks out. And that's when he drops down. And when he goes up back into the ceiling, he drops his knife.
Yes.
And the knife hits the desk. And the guy that walks back in after having taken a break, this is just his room. He's the only one allowed in this room. He sees the knife and realizes someone's been in there. That guy comes back.
Wow.
In this last one.
Oh. Okay.
Because I saw like the first, I don't know, one or two, and then I just kind of stopped watching them.
You know what? There's a couple in there that aren't as great as the more recent ones.
Okay. So I'll watch
But they all have moments. There's great sequences in all of them.
We're talking about Mission Impossible, the latest one. I've seen them all. And this last one, I fell for all the stuff. The stunts were amazing.
I watched the first half. I'm going to go back and watch the first half before I watch the second half.
What's the first, do you remember what number it is or what it's called?
Seven.
And
it's...
I don't know the names of them all.
Is this one called Final Reckoning?
Yeah, and the one before that I thought was Rogue Nation, but it might not be. You got to look them up. Anyway, I just really enjoyed it. So I just wanted to say that if you're out there and you're looking
for an action film,
what can I rent or buy tonight?
It looks like the first one's Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Okay.
And the second one's The Final Reckoning.
Oh, Dead, right. Yes.
Okay.
But it's about AI run amok, like taking over. Like, it now has, it's connected to everything. And there's nothing you can do to stop. Like, how are you going to, you can't kill. It's crazy. It's really cool.
You can unplug it, I guess, but. It's probably infiltrated all the other
It's a
systems.
Whole thing, man. I loved it. So anyway, I just wanted to say that real quick. What'd you do last night?
I watched Big Brother. But and it's so good this season. It's really, it's, you can jump in still. There's still a lot of people there. It's a really good season. They're doing this thing. I can't think of what it's called because it's not worth watching, but they keep slipping it in. There's past players. And then randomly, Boston Rob from Survivor
is on Big Brother.
He's on this sort of companion show. So on Friday nights, they, and there's a name for it, but I can't think of it because it's just terrible. And listen, if you want more Big Brother, this is, you know, fine. It's these people who've played and won, and then it's this, and then just recently, Boston Rob has become part of it.
Hmm.
And they sit around and they say, it's like a panel. It's like a sports breakdown show.
Big Brother Unlocked.
Unlocked. There it is. So they sit there and they talk about, it is, it's like, you know, let's take it play by play, seriously. And they'll say, you know, was this a good move or a bad move? Or, you know, was that a smart play or a stupid play or whatever? And so last night we started watching Sunday night's episode and I thought it was another one of those. And luckily we fast forwarded through it because it was like a half hour lead into the actual show that happened last night. It's one of the least boring parts or least boring series of Big Brother because no one seems to stay in an alliance at all. Like they're ride or die one day and the next day they're like, she said what? Oh, well, forget it. I'm breaking up with her.
Well,
it's freaking great because you just don't know who's going to do what. And I'm telling you, that guy Keanu, I just love him. I just think he's great. I think he's smarter than anybody's giving him credit for.
You know what I read? Maybe it was over the weekend. And I don't know if it's true. You know, there's so many stupid stories on the internet where later you go, someone wrote that. That's not even a story. Did the guy, the weird guy get thrown off?
Mm.
He did, right?
The guy who was, seems problematic at best in a
creepy
relationship.
Creepy guy, right? What's that guy's name?
Riley.
Riley. Yeah, I saw that he's going to sue, was the story I saw.
What's he going to sue over?
That they specifically chose bad footage of him to make him look bad and ruined his game and his image going forward outside of the...
I'm going to say something right now. He's crazy because they didn't touch it on the actual show. Any footage that's out there circulating is him in the house on the live feed. Like none of that stuff where he was creepy really made it onto the show.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what I saw. I saw a story where he had been thrown
so
off
funny.
And I thought that's funny because he's the guy that we sort of had already talked about and he was coming off creepy.
Mm.
And I, like I said at the time, we're really at a place where there has to be a shift. And it's, I know it's doing it incrementally and I don't know when we'll get that to that point, tipping point where we finally just go, girls ask guys out, the end. Like this like idea that maybe he's being romantic or maybe he's being rapey. You know what I mean? Like there's not a thin line there. That's just, there isn't.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how, but there's still people out there who are like, I like a man who takes control. Well, okay. But you want a guy to tell you, you like this and that you have to
do
what he says?
I'm marrying you whether you like it or not.
Really?
And it wasn't even just that he said that. Like, that could actually be, if you said it, you know, in a joking way. But he's like, so, I don't know. I got super ick vibes from that guy. But I'm not dating him.
Well,
and that girl is broken up over him not being there anymore. I thought.
So she really liked him.
Yes. Or so it seems. So it is.
That's
thing.
My point. Like, at some point, we have to come to a consensus that is, that's
there
not
is no,
romantic. That is really, gross.
Well, and therein lies the problem. Everybody wants something different. Everybody accepts different behaviors.
Riley Jeffries is planning a $15 million lawsuit against CBS. I just pulled it up.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
You know, I think the thing is, the thing that makes Big Brother great is that they are isolated. They have no idea how they're coming across. They have no idea, you know, what's
being
going
used,
on.
What's right.
And it'll be interesting when she gets out to see, like, what she thinks when she finds
of
out.
What everyone's saying about
yeah,
like, how, like,
that'll be interesting.
Icky their relationship is. Well, listen, you know, they act, I feel like they actively look for people who aren't all that smart. Because I think they want people to make dumb decisions.
So I have a shot.
Yeah, you can get right on there. Right. No problem. Not. I feel like, well, they're also looking for hot young people. And well, then they sprinkle in a couple weirdos, maybe one or two older people. You know, they clearly have a casting plan. And
I don't disagree with that, but they've made some mistakes. Like, there have been a few seasons where I went, so they just chose racist people to be in here and not only torpedo their own lives, but kind of ruin the vibe of the show entirely.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's just bad casting. That doesn't make them, I mean.
They should really specifically ask questions like that. And also maybe even say, you know, remember you're on TV the whole time.
Well, I don't think people 24/7. Are aware. I mean, you're not aware of how you are, you know, around people unless they tell you. And if nobody's ever told him that.
And that's what he grew up with.
And he gets into, you know, and gets out and like, oh, this is what I really look like. This is, oh, that's me. You know, some people would take that as like, oh, I'm kind of a jerk. I should probably change how I am. And others are going to be like, no, that's just editing. And that's him.
Yeah.
Because there's always somebody saying it's the editing.
Right. Always in every show. I was portrayed as the bad guy. And honestly, he really wasn't. He came across as a pretty likable guy on the, you know, kind of a dork, but pretty likable until I saw some of those things and where I was like,
And those were on the live feed.
Those were on
edited.
The live, right. Those were on the live feed.
Yikes. Well, he's suing $15 million.
Good luck, buddy. Hope you get some money out of it. I guess. I don't know. All right. Okay, look. I have Burning Man news, too. More bad
Has
Burning
anybody
Man
talked
news.
To her?
No.
I was going to text her today, or you know, maybe I'll wake her up and text her now. I don't know. But I wanted to.
Well, she might be waking up in Reno. So, yeah, they're turning people away. However, I just don't know what day. We're talking about Bob. She went to Burning Man. I'll tell you everything after this. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, San Francisco, Alan Morning, Sarah's song, see you in a sec.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.